fellas. This is Jill with your all-time jukebox. Welcome to the all-time jukebox, the best of the best in records made by the world's greatest recording artists. Today you'll hear some of the finest records of Artie Shaw, Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald, and many others. Most of these discs are as popular now as the day they were recorded. Maybe you have some of them at home because they sold millions of copies. And in case you're tuning in for the first time, this opening record is the best way to give you an idea of what we mean by an all-timer. It's the original Benny Goodman Band with Harry James and Ziggy Elman sitting side by side in the trumpet section. Give a listen to the all-timer Lullaby and Rhythm. Show for quite a few months now, and it isn't very often that the all-time jukebox lights up without a Glenn Miller record stacked and ready to go. It's really very amazing when you realize that nearly every record that Glenn Miller's organization made comes under the heading of all-timer. The one we're about to play came out about 1940, and it features that typical slow, sweet tempo. Another all-timer, Brenessy. Thank you. We go back to the days when yours truly was a high school gal. Back to the days when Chick Webb and his orchestra were making some of the best-selling records. I think I mentioned once before that Chick's vocalist was a little girl named Ella Fitzgerald. According to the records, this next all-timer was one of the biggest-selling records ever made by any band. If you had a phonograph at home, why, it's a pretty safe bet that you bought it, too. Give a listen to the all-timer, A Tisket a Tasket.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it, a little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. A tisket, a tasket, I lost my yellow basket. basket. And if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. Oh, why was I so careless with that basket of mine? That itty bitty basket was the joy of mine. A biscuit, a casket, I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was
it green? No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
It was back in 1939 that I first heard this next gal. She was singing on a program from New York, not a commercial show. As a matter of fact, she hadn't reached the point where she was ready for a commercial radio program. Then she started making records, joined Eddie Cantor, and so far into the night. Sure, Dinah Shore was a gal, and possibly one of the reasons for her success was the next all-timer, He's My Guy.
I don't care what he does, 'cause he's my guy. I guess he always was. He's careless about me, I don't think he tries. But once in a while he'll hug me and smile. I can see me in his eyes. He's my guy. I know he'll always be. And I will try to keep him loving me. However he wants me, I'm his. Until I die, for nobody knows better than I that he's my guy. But once in a while he'll hug me and smile. I can see me. I know he'll always be, and I will try to keep him loving me. However he wants me, I'm here until I die. That he's my guy. La da 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 da. Oh, he's my guy.
You're listening to the All-Time Jukebox, 30 minutes each every week. And if I may steal a phrase from Command Performance, till it's over, over there. And now, if I can steal about 15 minutes more of your time, I've got a few more records to spin. Next coming up is the old Bing Crosby department with another of Bing's best. There's quite a story behind this song. The way I heard it, Gordon Jenkins, one of NBC's musical directors, moved to the San Fernando Valley. As a result, he did the local Chamber of Commerce a favor and wrote our next all-timer, Bing Crosby's San Fernando Valley.
Oh, I'm packing my grill, and I'm leaving today. 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my city, make a new friend where the west begins when the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where you truly, really ought to be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in Dayton. He will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. He will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, KLRFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. My lonely journey is done, and kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. He will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, KLRFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
I don't know how many of you listening can remember as far back as 1929. Matter of fact, that year's a little vague to me, too, but those who are old enough to buy phonograph records probably remember a popular concert recording of a very artistic thing called Deep Purple. It was written by Peter DeRose, and it wasn't until 10 years later that a songwriter named Mitchell Parrish wrote some words to it. Then along came Larry Clinton and his orchestra with B. Wayne on the vocal to our next all-timer, Deep Purple.
come your lovely run when moonlight sees. And as long as my heart will be, lover will always meet here in my deep purple dream.
And now V27233-B. And in case you wonder what in the heck that is, it's the Victor catalog number for Tommy Dorsey's Suwannee River. Was Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Suwannee River. And here comes Mr. Artie Shaw and his old band. Yep, the band he organized in about 1937 and started to give Benny Goodman a run for his money. This is the same old band that made Begin the Begin, Nonstop Flight, It Had to Be You, and our next all-timer, Traffic Jam.
Thank you.
for this session. During this next week, we'll be canvassing radio stations, record libraries, and private collections looking for all-time records. Your suggestions are welcomed and appreciated. Believe me, it'd be a pleasure to have your help. Remember, only the best of the best in records are heard in the all-time jukebox. Until tomorrow, when I'll be G.I. jiving your way, this is Jill saying this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.